Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Everything we've done since training camp is we want to earn the right to be a playoff team.
Richard Glove save! Mike Smith, a game saver! And he got run over by Zach Cassian.
Be like one of those top teams, and we're working our way to that level.
Connor McDavid danced around Morgan Riley. Denied by Smith, who saves the game again. Josh Archibald wins the game!
My message today is we're trying to win.
One-timer score! We are Draisaitl, right circle!
No risk, no gain.
And now we're going to have a goalie for action! This is NHL overtime!
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
This is Oscar Platt.
This is Leon Draisaitl.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
This is Oil Country.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Office supplies at huge savings?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca. Now, Bob Stauffer on
the official radio station of your Edmonton Oilers, 630 CHED.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
This is Oilers Now, brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Bob Stauffer from the humble Stauffer above the city's south side, along with the one and only Brendan Escott back at the 630 CHED Studios. We got a lot of show. We got to get to it right from the get-go. Coming up in 6 minutes' time, former Edmonton Oilers interim head coach, the assistant coach of the Dallas Stars, spent a number of years coaching the Oilers farm team down in Oklahoma City, Todd Nelson. This, the day after, the Dallas Stars surprisingly knocked, not that they won the series, but that they won the series in five games against the Vegas Golden Knights. It is a Tuesday. That means Sportsnet spec Mark Spector for the horses and horse racing Alberta, presenting the 91st running of the Canadian Derby. That's Sunday, September 27th at Century Mile. Reminder, fan access is limited, but you can watch and wager online at HBIBet.com. We will have a new baseball team in Edmonton. They'll play downtown. And the managing director of that team is a name that is synonymous with success with a couple legendary hockey organizations. The managing director of the Edmonton Riverhawks, former five-time Stanley Cup champion and two-time University Cup champion, Dr. Randy Gregg, will join us today at 105. And a guy that cut his teeth with Hockey Canada, then the University of Calgary back in the day, longtime NHL analyst with Sportsnet color analyst, Drew Remenda, today at 135. A reminder, at any time, you can reach us on a River Cree Resort and Casino hotline at 780-496-0063. River Cree Resort and Casino brings you Elliot Friedman every Friday on Oilers Now. They're back up and at them with over 1,350 slot machines, multiple dining options, including the brand new Italia. The River Cree Resort and Casino, excitement, bet on it. You can text us at our Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Ashley Fine Floors, ready for your kids' pregame warm-up. I'm at Oilers Now. Yeah, well, actually, technically, that's Brendan's account. You can reach me at Bob_Stauffer, but Brendan manages the Ad Oilers Now account, and Brendan is available at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. Escott, were you flipping back and forth between the NFL last night and the Stars game against the Golden Knights, or were you sticking on the hockey?
Overtime, I flipped it over, and boy, Gurianov,
he can shoot the pill.
He can skate, and he can shoot the pill, Bob.
And they were patient with him. Let's get right into the Oilers Now audio vault. And, you know, so much, I mean, it's been a crazy year for Dallas. They struggled out of the gate, then they got super hot, didn't give up any goals. They had to make a change with their head coach. Rick Bowness got moved from the assistant coach to the head coaching role. Todd Nelson, Derek Laxtal, former Edmonton Oil Kings head coach, got brought up from the farm. John Stevens on that bench with Nelson and Laxtal as well. And I think for a lot of fans out there, Rick Bowness is sort of a guy that everybody's cheering for. And after the Stars got the victory last night, a guy that's very humble, has been around the game a long time, you get the sense that he's really appreciating this. And he said this after moving on to the Stanley Cup Final.
Well, it means a lot. You know, I haven't been here before in that position, but I'm more excited for the players. Listen, they've worked very hard, down 2-0. They keep battling back, which we've done all year. It means a lot to our players, our management, our ownership, Tom, and all the fans back in Dallas. So we're all going to share this moment.
It's not special just for you, but for the entire family. You and Judy and the kids moved all over North America for about 30 years in search of the opportunity. In search of the opportunity that you have now. Where does family figure in this?
Everywhere. I'm not here without them. You know, again, we put them through a lot of moves. No one ever complained. Judy never complained. She said, where are we going next? And we end up in Dallas with a great franchise, and we got another crack at it. Had a great shot in Vancouver, had a great shot in Tampa. Now we're taking another run out in Dallas.
Rick, thanks for your time. Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's Scott Oak last night with Rick Bowness, the head coach of the Dallas Stars. And you know what? If you're an Oilers fan, or frankly, if you're with the Oilers organization, you're doing a little bit of woulda, coulda, shoulda. Not in the sense that Edmonton got close to matching the level that Dallas has been at through the course of the playoffs, but let's not forget the guys with the Stars would be the first to tell you. In the round-robin portion, remember, the top four teams in the West played in the round-robin. Colorado and Vegas were outstanding in that, and Dallas and St. Louis struggled a bit. The Dallas Stars actually had fewer points in the regular season than the Edmonton Oilers. The Oilers had 83 points. Dallas had 82. The Stars had the Oilers on points percentage, and that's how they broke it down, because we ended up with an uneven schedule this year because of the pandemic. Stars at 591, Edmonton at 585. Had the Edmonton Oilers won the last regular season game against the Winnipeg Jets, they would have had a higher points percentage than Dallas and been in the four hole, and Dallas would have had to play 5 versus 12 versus the Chicago Blackhawks. Even the three games played between the teams. November 16th, the Oilers get out in front 4-2. They chase Ben Bishop. Anton Hudobin comes in, gives them some stops in the third. Stars rally, win in OT. That was in Edmonton. But then Koskinen stole back-to-back games in Dallas. December 16th, 35 saves and a 2-1 win. March the 3rd, the Oilers' last road victory of the year. Alex Chiasson scores a GWG in OT after a 45-save performance from Mikko Koskinen. Had we gone top 10 instead of top 12, Edmonton would have been hosting, technically, Vancouver
based on points percentage, and Dallas would have been up against a healthy Colorado team. That said, the Stars didn't have their best goaltender, Ben Bishop, but Colorado was down too, and Dallas right now appears to be, at least in the West, unequivocally the team of destiny. When we come back, we'll hook up with former Oilers head coach, longtime excellent coach at the AHL level with a couple different organizations, one with a connection to Ken Holland. We will talk to Dallas assistant Todd Nelson.
Hi, this is Leon Draisaitl from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 Chat.
Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott joining you on Oilers Now. We're going to find out here in the next... the next week and a half to 2 weeks regarding Leon Draisaitl with the Lindsay Award and obviously the Hart Trophy. Again, you're listening to Oilers Now. Mark Spector coming up today at 12:35 for the horses in horse racing Alberta. Again, the 91st running of the Canadian Derby takes place Sunday, September 27th at Century Mile. Fan access limited, but you can watch and wager online at HBIBet.com. Dr. Randy Gregg, five-time Stanley Cup champion, about his new endeavor involving the Edmonton Riverhawks, and they're going to go in a different baseball league, a league that's produced a lot of major league players. Brendan, just give me the go-ahead if you've if the package has arrived for us.
Oh, it's Christmas morning here, Bob. We're good to go.
Well, it's Christmas morning, and we are going to head off right now to Dallas Stars assistant coach Todd Nelson. Todd, you still have your voice? Todd, you there?
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Yep. Good.
Hey, what's going well?
I guess things are going well. Let's just talk about how, I mean, what a incredibly crazy year with the pandemic. But I know we talked back in November, and full disclosure, Reed Wilkins and myself both picked Dallas to win the Western Conference at the start of the year. Like a dummy, I moved off the Stars when we got back from the pause. But there were big expectations out of your hockey club at the start of the year, wasn't there?
Well, there was, you know, like we got Corey Perry and Joe Pavelski in, and we have a pretty veteran team, and we felt that, you know, going into the season, that we were going to have a very, very good year, but we got off to a horrible start, Bob. And, you know, after the first 10 games, we kind of got the ball rolling. And then, you know, there were some hurdles to get over and stuff, you know, with the firing of Jim Montgomery and that, so there was a lot of changes. And but from the first 10 games of the season until I think the last six before the pause, we had the best record in hockey, and people don't realize that. And I think with our veteran crew, they did a fantastic job during the pause, and they came back in great shape. And Rick Bowness has done a wonderful job keeping guys intact. And here we are living in the bubble for a couple months.
Well, and handling it well, I would suggest your team has elevated the level of the performance. I mean, I know they were just round robin games, but even, you know, from the, you know, the fourth game of the Calgary series on, you guys have looked like a pretty good hockey team. But did it take you a couple games to kind of get into this whole situation once you started playing?
Yeah, that was our biggest fear as a coaching staff, just because of the start we had last year, right? And we didn't know how we were going to start because, you know, our group's an older group. And they're like, don't worry, you know, just relax. And it's kind of hard for a coach to deal with that. But as we got rolling, I think guys have stepped up. You know, when you look at our veteran presence, Joe Pavelski, Corey Perry, Jamie Benn's back to where he was maybe 5 years ago. You know, playing really good hockey. Our goaltending's been outstanding. And our special teams have been really good. So the thing is, if you do all that stuff, you're going to win your share of hockey games.
Tell us a bit about Rick Bowness, because he seems, you know, almost like a fatherly guy on the bench there, and he's just composed, and you can tell it. You can tell it may be killing him inside at times when maybe things aren't going well. But you know what? I believe in karma, Todd. I know you believe in karma, and it seems to me like he has good karma.
Well, he does. You know, he's a wonderful man to begin with, and let's start there. And you know what? I think he's done an outstanding job. But the way he handles the team, like, he's fair, he's honest. He gets on guys when he has to, and he's been around the game for so long. When you talk about five decades of coaching, you just understand where he's at, and he's very passionate, very passionate guy. And I think right now the guys are playing hard for him, and they want to win for him.
We're joined by Todd Nelson. He's the assistant coach of the Dallas Stars. Won a Calder Cup for Ken Holland in Detroit's organization. Was the Oilers' interim coach at one time and, of course, spent years coaching in Oklahoma City as well. Anton Khudobin, of all the unrestricted free agent goaltenders in the league, has the best save percentage at .930. This guy is no longer underrated anymore after this year's playoff run. He's been terrific for you guys, hasn't he?
Well, he's been great. He's been great. And, I think at the start of the playoffs, you know, maybe he had some games where he'd like to have a few goals back. But since then, he's been outstanding for us. And the guys really love playing in front of him because he's such a competitor and he battles so hard. So the guys just want to do anything it takes to win. If the puck finally gets to him, because if guys missed a block shot, they're going to make sure that they lay their body on the line the next time. So he's been outstanding for us.
You got some big horses on the back end, but this has really been the playoff for Miro Heiskanen. Pretty special defenseman, isn't he?
No, he's outstanding to watch. You know, I don't know if anybody caught it a couple games ago where he came in off the rush and we kind of pinched in with our forward, and he ended up catching the guy, and he was about one zone away. It was really impressive. But this guy is just, when the game's on the line, it seems like he takes the team on his back. And he's outstanding to watch, and the guy's only 21 years old right now, and he's going to be a pleasure to watch in the future.
Tell me this, Todd. When Joel Kiviranta had to come into the lineup when Cogliano went out, I know you guys had him for 11 games in the regular season, but did you think that he was going to be a guy that might get you four goals in eight playoff games, including a hat trick in the GWG and OT against a very good Colorado team?
I don't think the hat trick thing would work out, but you know what? He was looking really good in our practice sessions and that, and he has that ability, as he's shown. But I didn't think that he would get a hat trick in game seven. But the thing is that the four goals, I wouldn't be surprised if they're spaced out over the time he played. You know, he has that skill level, but, you know, like, we like his attention to detail with his with his structure work. He's very competitive, and, you know, he's not a very big guy, but he plays hard in the corners.
There's a couple ex-Oiler connections, and one of them is Andre Sekeren. I know there's so much focus on your, you know, obviously, look, Lundell's a great defenseman, so is Klingberg. Jamie Oleksiak, you guys have played him as a number four defenseman this year. But very subtly, Andre Sekeren has given you some big minutes. He set up the game winner against Colorado in OT. What's it like? I mean, you guys got a lot of guys 30-plus, and I would have to think players with Sekeren's experience. They played a factor, haven't they, Todd, in your success?
Well, they really have. They really have. You know, like, he's a cool cat. You know, like, he's always relaxed and that. But when the game's in the line, you want him out there, especially when we get down to, like, the penalty kill late in the game. You know, he blocks shots. He sacrifices his body. And he's just a calming influence inside the dressing room.
Yeah. Hey, look, Tampa Bay up next. Rick spent some time in that organization helping John Cooper out. You guys could get a couple. You could get a little healthier, but you're also a team that's playing really well right now. Would you like to get right back at it, or would you like to see Tampa and the Islanders go a couple overtime rounds here, a couple overtime games, and maybe give you guys a bit of a break in between this and the Stanley Cup final?
I think it'd be nice to have like some kind of a break. We've been going at it pretty steady right from the start of the Calgary series, and we've been going every other day. But we don't want to be off too long. And I don't think the National Hockey League can allow that anyway. So if Tampa wraps it up tonight, I have visions of us playing as early as Thursday. So right now it's just one of those things where we want to, you know, feel good about what we've accomplished, but it's also a time to get some rest.
My wife was trying to convince the Oilers to put me in the bubble and keep me there for weeks on end because she thought it would be good. But with all seriousness, is the family aspect for the coaches and the players the hardest thing with being in? I mean, you guys are stoked to keep playing. I know you guys are happy to still be in Edmonton. But how much of a challenge has being in the bubble been for you, Todd?
No, it's been hard, you know, not seeing a family. And for a lot of these guys, they came to training camp in Dallas, so they haven't seen their family for 3 months, right? So one thing that Ricky Bonus has done a great job with is that The night before we play a game, we always have family night where family will send in some videos and that and just say hi to the team and good luck. And it's nice seeing your family faces. And so Rick's done a really good job with that. Also, with that being said, like, we send our wives and girlfriends flowers and fruit baskets just to let them know that we're thinking of them as well. And so I think Rick's done a really good job with that. And but it is tough. It is tough. But, like, we're here for one reason, and right now we're one step away.
You're in a great spot, Todd. I can tell you, we're getting texts right now. You still have a lot of fans at Edmonton. Congratulations on being a part of it, and continued success.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Really appreciate it.
All right. Take care. That is Todd Nelson, who was an Oilers interim coach back in 2014-15, then went to Detroit's organization where he won a Calder Cup for Ken Holland. This after he coached the Oilers farm team from 2010 through the 14-15 season until he got recalled up to Edmonton to take over things. It's a really interesting story. The Oilers headhunted Todd Nelson as well as Derek Laxtal in the summer of 2010, the Oilers organization, for the Edmonton Oil Kings position as head coach. They were making a change there. Todd was interviewed, and the feeling was Todd was a pro coach. And Derek Laxtal went and coached the Oil Kings, won the Memorial Cup, the last WHL team to win a Memorial Cup in 2014. Todd Nelson was hired in Oklahoma City by the Oilers and had a great amount of success, several 40-plus win seasons there. Laxtal ended up with the Texas Stars around the time that Todd Nelson ended up with Detroit, and then Todd went in with Montgomery to be an assistant with the Dallas Stars, and Laxtal and Todd now both on the staff as we speak for Rick Bowness. What a story the Dallas Stars are. 12:28 in Edmonton. We're going to head off to a global news weather traffic update. Special thanks to Tom Hawley from the always humble Dallas Stars organization. They really go out of their way to help people out for setting up that interview on short notice. We'll get to lots more coming up on the show after a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.